Last time we went through the inyanim b'cholos of the moshel of the melech and the bizbuz ha'itzris and b'cholal, what's the word of midas ha'netzach? And we finished off with a kash. B'cholal is the midas ha'netzach, that says the takeif which comes out of midas ha'netzach. It's usually explained that it comes out dafka by ish pashut. Like the Rebbe says in Ikev Chilik Tes, it's not just that he's not a stira, but he's a kain. And when Mele, Dafka in Ikev Sidi Meshicha, that's where you see more Mesiris Nefesh, and Dafka and Noshim Pshutim, you see by them more of a takev. Because the Pashtus comes, Behemis, from the same place, from the Lei Adam, which is higher than Seichel and higher than Enigdar. Now, those are the Pashtus. In our Maimer, and it's already from Frier, and it's all the way back to the Mittler Rebbe, and it's really in Mamurei Admor HaZaken, it says clearly that we're talking over here about Adam Gadol. And it says even more, that Dafke by Adam Gadol, the more is a Gadol, the more Midas HaNetzach is in Zgal. Like it says over here that the Talmud Chochem has more Midas HaNetzach, and what mer gedula he has till a Melech, which is the ultimate Gadol, is the real Midas HaNetzach. What's the taich that by Adam Gadol Midas HaNetzach is begoli? So the Rebbe's Meisif in our mind because that's of our nefesh is begoli. So the question is like a klotz kasha. Where is Midas HaNetzach more begoli? By Ish Pashut or by Adam Gadol? Pashtus. That's the first question. Now, it just came out, there's a kuntres from a Dayak Ba'amayman, which just came out with the Komune, with the Tikduke Tera, I think he calls it, Komune Biyurim. So he asks this question over there, and he gives a funny answer, that he's mechalik between a cotton madrege, and a cotton b'shon. So if it's a cotton by madrege, so then that's is cotton b'shanim. That's when you'll have netzach v'heid b'gol. So I mean, sayin havana. That's obviously a difficult thing. The pashut, like what should be the chiluk? What's the havana over here? But also pashut pashas, it's not true. It says that when is netzach v'heid b'izgalus? Nikras the meshicha. It's the meshicha. It's talking about young people. Because the Meshicha means by Pashut to people which are Ketanim b'Madrege. So, Bikitzer, I'm not sure exactly what he meant with that beer, but Hadra Kushi L'Duchte. We have to understand what does it mean. On the one hand, we say that Netzach is Mizgala Dafka by Adam Gadol, and sometimes we say Dafka by Ish Pashut. Another question, more of a general question, is what's the build-up of this maimer? The maimer begins in the way it's in Tovshin Yud, it's Perik Yud Aleph. We're coming to bring out the inyan of Shem Tzvokis, which is the Ish Tzava, which is the Aveda of Yid, in the Eifen of Netzach Veheid, the Tekef, and that's the Bizbuz HaEtzeris. So Netzach Veheid is a Shaychis Tetz. In order to explain that, suddenly the Rebbe, in our maimer, puts in a whole akdama as bichlal shemes have, this is the shittas aramak, that it's the iris, this is the shittas of the bashemtiv, that it's the chayis of kelim, this is the alter rebbe, which is saying it's the etzem. I mean, what's the purpose over here of this whole akdama? How's it supposed to help us with our inyan? It kind of almost seems like it's two separate mamarim. There's one sugya of shemes, in love alenu midesov, and then there's the second half of the maimer, which is this inyan of netzach ve'ed. So, but Pashtus, what's happening over here is like this. In order to appreciate and properly understand what's the vote of Tzvokeh is we have to understand as Bichlal Shemus HaVashaych is dead. And that's the vote of the Alter Rebbe. That really all Shemus Elov Elel Mideis of Mentus Atzmus. And the Chiddush of Tzvokeh is not that HaVashaych is dead, but HaVashaych is dead in a different Eifin. More than Kael and Shaka. And that has to be the structure of our mind. So this is obviously a shtickl arbit. What is the uftu of Netzach over the others in the yachas to etzim? So in other words, the vort over here is not that etzim as a shaykh, that Netzach as a shaykh to etzim. It's that it has a shaykh to etzim in a different way from other shames. It does that with a shtick. A third point, which needs over here more clarity, is at the end of Siv Zayin, the Rebbe says, I understand the Zach, says that the Melech goes, and he goes with Mesiris Nefesh, Mashal Chayiv Min Neged. Why? Because Midas HaNetzach is so deep in the Nefesh, even more than his Chayis. The Loshon is, L'mayla Me'erva Chayis Chayi Nafshe Shevo Begin. This is obviously something which needs more beer. Would you mean that I am more than my chayis? My chayis is I. I mean, a person's life is not like a double nesef on him. This is the pashas, so the person will do anything and everything he could to survive. That's the etzem ha'adam, is the fact, is being alive, is being. So we're saying over here that the netzach is deeper in me than myself, than I am in me. I mean, what we're saying, that the winning the war is more important than me being. It can't be more me than me. What's a pashta touch? So let's just lesikum. We brought up three points over here. Number one is what's the touch that Netzach is Mizgala by Adam Godlo by Ish Pashut? Which one is it, and how could they both be true? Another question is, what's the hagdama of Sheamus to Tzvakis, which brings out that Tzvakis is a more shaykhis to etzim, more shaykhis to etzim in a different eifin than the other Sheamus? And now this third point, what does it mean that I am more found in my netzach than I am in my life? So, in order to get into lesson in them, let's begin with Bichlal, a bissel besser, or the Sharfer are bringing, what's the vort of Netzach Vahid Bichlal? Last time the discussion was that Netzach Vahid, or specifically we focused on Midas HaNetzach, has all the tchunas of Etzem. That says it's Netzach Milosh Nitzchiyus, it's consistent, there's a taker. There's a pshitis in etzem. Biz mezatzem get misiris nefesh, mash lechayv mineget. So this is all because the etzem nefesh expresses itself dafke in etzem veit. Now there's something very similar to etzem veit, which is Kabbalah said. And it's often confused. And even in the Lashenis and Chassidus, often these are interchangeable Lashenis. We use the words Kabbalah Seil and Netzach together. But more specifically, Be'etzem, we're talking about two very different things. And if we'll start from there, properly being Mechalek between Netzach Ve'et and Kabbalah Seil, then we'll be able to work our way backwards in Netzach Gufa to be able to be Mechalek between the Melech and the Ish Pashut. So, Bekitze, what we want to do over here is come out with, let's call it three Madregas. Kabbalah Seil, Netzach from the Ish Pashut, and Netzach from the Melech, or Mele the Fizeh, we'll be able to clarify some of our difficulties. So let's first start with Kabbalah Seil. Kabbalah Seil Zachman is Bekeyach HaEtzah, meaning the fact that a person could just do without it making sense and without having any hergish is a raya that there's a part of the person which is not about seichel umidus, and it's not about keich seichelim. He just is kesher la'el v'chamer la'masa. He just is. And even though bepashtus is a very chitzenistic part of the person, the very fact that such a thing could exist in the person is a raya that the etzem ha'adam is neither seichel nor midas, and this is, so to speak, coming mitzad ha'etzem. Sometimes the shprach is as the etzem is Kan nimtza kan hoya. He's a atzmi. And that's the way you find the Kabbalah Seil. He just is. And that's the bezeis yari aron el hakedesh, the yisod of aveda is, the etzem, just the yisod of ikra v'shar she is, as ichleg zechavek for a nevish. And that's the Eved Poshet. And that's why he's so reliable and consistent v'chulu. Ober, the chisorin of Kabbalah Seil is that this person is faloshin. He's an extinguished person. Befkeda nichalim. And vazaleton, he's being forced, if it's mitzad yiris ha'enesh, or if it's a different kind of yira, but it's something which is forcing him into a place where he doesn't want to be. Could I say that the nefesh is being expressed in Kabbalah Seil? Punkt faket. The vort of Kabbalah Seil is that there's no expression. Ich bin nito. And that's the touch of slave. Yeah, eved, it just doesn't mean a servant. Servant is a job, is a position. Eved is a slave. It means that my identity, so to speak, has been robbed from me. And I am king in kaspe of the Odin. And I was mafkir myself. Or vidaloshin is a miyuish benafshe. I'm not my own. I am kofra aleim harki gigis. Vos mot megeis, and this is what I'm doing. That's Kabbalah Seil. Netzach is a very different tenor. Netzach is not the taiches that the person is faloshi. He's not extinguished. The person is fully present. Punkt verkehrt. The etzem is not the hellum. The keches ha'gluim are not here. But what's happening is, I'm coming out with my full tekef. In the loshen of the Rabbeim, who is the dugma for Netzach, is a soldat, a chayel. And that's in our mind with the tzova, ish tzova. A chayel and an eved, a soldier and a slave, are not the same. Not just that they're not the same, they're probably the most opposite you could get. A soldier goes with the full tekev, the full pride. He goes with the nigin shel simcha. He's fully turned on. Elamai, it's not with seichel, it's not with midas, and chanami. Fakert, it's coming from a deeper place. It's a real takeif. This is a starkheit in nefesh. Al derech zeh, let's just be marchiv, the discussion is in heid. Heid and Kabbalah Seil are also different. You have in derech chayim, and later you have it, l'moshel, in Rishon HaSamechei, in the second maimer. It describes Baruch, the union of tmimus. Tomim tia mavaya likach. Tomim tia, tmimis, is not seichel omidis. It's what he calls yiras shamayim tivis. Ernstkeit. This word of ernstkeit in yiras shamayim tivis is not Kabbalah Seil. Punkt verkehrt. Kabbalah Seil is befker nichele. If you ask this, the slave, he wants to do verkehrt. The yiras shamayim tivis wants to do verkehrt. Just the opposite. He doesn't want to do anything. This is the only thing he wants to do. He doesn't have a reason for it. He can't justify it. He doesn't. So what? But this is who he is. Er is a erenste. He's a tmimizdiker. He's fully here without seichel amidus. This word of erenstkeit, it's interesting to note. When the Rebbe spoke about Tzivus Hashem, Tavshin Mem Aleph, I think it was a Cholomet Sukkah Sicha. Then the Rebbe was explaining what's the Yisod, what's the purpose of Tzivus Hashem. So the Rebbe went through a few things. What's the inyan of an army and how this should be applied? Why Yiddish Kinder have to be in Tzivus Hashem? So the second thing the Rebbe said was Kabbalah Seil. Because that's a tenai in the structure of an army that you have to follow what the commander says without understanding. But the first thing that the Rebbe said is Ernstkeit. As a soldat is a ernste Zach. Ernstkeit means I'm here. Amo, when it's described tmimis in Yavin Ayin Beis in different places, this halach lufane b'tmimus means loyalty. A slave, Kabbalah Seil, is not loyalty. A slave is, I don't feel anything for that. I just, what can I do? I can't imagine being free. V- Faket, when we talk about David Pashut, we don't use the word Eved Neman. He's not Neman La'adene. He's not loyal. Er is gefangen. He's trapped. Masha'en came, the soldier, he has loyalty. Loyalty is not seichel. Loyalty is deeper than seichel. Loyalty shows on a depth in nefesh, which is the taker, the lay adam, which is expressed in Netzach V'Heid. Kumteis, the Netzach V'Heid and Kabbalah Seil are two different things and two opposite things. If we'll use it in a language, in the Yachas to Etzem, Kabbalah Seil is coming B'Keyach HaEtzem. But it's not an expression of Etzem. There's no bitui of Etzem over here. I can't say that I meet a Kabbalah Seil, so now I see Etzem HaNefesh. I don't see Etzem HaFaket. I see an idiot. I see a slave. In Netzach V'Heid is Punkt Faket. I see a person. I see the power. I see that this person is now turned on. It's not just Bekeicha Etzem. It's the Etzem expressing itself. It's being Nisgale in this fight. Maybe Besigne Nacher, there's sometimes the Rebbe spoke, I think it was in a Maimer, I think it's Zeschane Ketosh Memvov, it's a Mugdike Maimer. There's the Shedish of Keach HaMaisi Netzem HaNefesh, the Shedish of Keach HaDibur. Both of them, we say, come from Netzem HaNefesh. There's a big difference. The Shedish of Keach HaMaisi Netzem is Etzem Alein. He is Etzem. The Kan Nimtza Kan Hoya doesn't Maise and doesn't Turk in a Maise. The Maise, which is the Ganze Nifrit Mi Adam, and it's dry and dead. Aseus. That's the Shaykhis of Etzem to Maise, Bepayim. Like the Loshen is, Seif Maise Olam Machshava Tchilon. It comes from that. The Shedish of Dibur in Etzem is not in the Atzmius of the Etzem. It's faket, it's in the gili of the etzem, like in Ramat. Now when a person talks, his shedish, the shedish of Keach HaDibur, and what's that? The fact that a person could be Vizgalus. Umemela kil meirer akavone, becomes an extra gili in seichel, and a gili in midis. Because the shedish of Keach HaDibur is kilo less high, maybe. It's from a lower place in etzem. It's not from the atzmius of etzem, it's from the giluim of etzem. It's the fact that etzem is nizgal in eifen of bligvul. In the Hispashtus, or Memela, when a Me'erit Keach HaDibur is working, it triggers that part of the Etzem, so that makes a Tesefes, his Galus, in a Seichel Omidus. So it's very different, the two in Yon. It's Al Derech Zeh, maybe. Al Derech the Chiluk between Kabbalah Seil and Netzach V'Heid, Dibur, and Mais is going to be between Kabbalah Seil and Netzach V'Heid, because both of them is. I have a yachas to etzem, but it's a different kind of yachas. One is b'keich etzem, and one is being megala the etzem, or there's a biti, an expression of etzem, in this art. Now, lefize, once we magdir the vort of netzach properly, that was is an inyan, the expression of etzem. Let's come back and deal with some of the issues that we began with. What's the vort of this maimer? The vort is that a yid comes from Netzach V'Heid. Sorry, a yid is tzvokis, which comes from Netzach V'Heid, which comes from the etzem. And that's the vort of bizbuza etzres. That's the taiches that a yid has in him keches, which he's not aware of, and he has to be megalin himself, the itzah shir shanayim. That's the nukuda that the maimon wants to bring out. The starkeit from the yid. Now, the emes is that there's other ways of being misyachas ta'etzah. Like we say, Kabbalah Seil as a shaykhas ta'etzah. And this is what we bavarin over here. Shemus bichlal of a shaykh ta'etzem, the very concept name, and that's what the Alter Rebbe says: as when a love is a love, a leil midesam ukumtam yinatzus. After I understand that everything has a shaykh ta'etzem in their own way, Now I could appreciate that Netzavet has a unique way of dealing of bringing out Etzem, because it brings it out. It expresses Etzem. So after the Hakdamah, that's what the Rebbe's Mesiv, the Gantz Hakdamah, that all Shemus have Etzem, Shaykh's Etzem, to say that the Vort of Netzach Vahid is Megala Etzem. And that's the whole Adgosha of the Rebbe the whole time, is that the Etzem and Nefesh is Begilui. That's Das Vilman Darizm. Now, Lefi Zeh, maybe we could also deal with this issue that we had. What does it mean that a person is Megala himself, in himself Netzach, which is more important than his life? How could it be that there's something in me which is more important than me? So let's for a second uplose in this sugya and deal with a very similar problem. We'll know that a son is ready to give his life for his father. How could the father be more neged to the son than the son to himself? The highest thing, the deepest catch you could say about a father and a son is that the tata is mamish dizun. My father is me. My father's more me than me. How does that make sense, Michal? So, kumtes sechab zayim modne. I'm giving over myself to my father more than over to myself. What's going on? So, what's the davar? The davar is zogim lechure bepashtus. Asaze. I don't live with my etzem. My need to exist, my atzmi isn't begin, and shouldn't be. When a healthy person has kechsed loyim for a reason. When a person who lives only with his etzem, it's a kranke mensch. The only thing is I. Obviously, there has to be expression. There's mechim, there's midas, that's eris and kelim. My father is me. When something happens to my father, it triggers me. I'm going to rush and run, like I'm running for my life, to save him. Meanwhile, I'm also endangering my own life. That could be. But that wasn't triggered. That wasn't the sugi. What was triggered over here was my father. And it's irrational. If you're going to make the cheshbon, it doesn't make sense. But it wasn't a cheshbon. It's not the touch that there was a gili of etzem and nefesh. Mamela, ich bin tired by zich. Mamela is going to be. What happened is that there's two ways of accessing this etzem. There's my father and there's me. I wasn't the sugi. Mamela, kann ich sich nicht einhalten? And it could be I'm doing the narishkeit. Could be I'm doing the narishkeit. It's not a decision. I jump into a dangerous thing in order to save my father. Because right now my father's in danger. The result could be I'll be in danger, could be, and then my father will come fakert and he'll save me. What happened over here is that the etzem was triggered. Is al derech zeh daf men zogin do. The way I live my life is chaye nafshe, the way it's in kechse glu. I don't live in survival mode. I don't live a life that the etzem every rega is the discussion is I have to exist. Nish tazel that. When it comes a sugi of a fight, which is going to bring out my mitzvah on netzach, so velech zich mishuge machin. I'm going to lose control because that touched a place in me. So it's going to bring out the takeif of the etzem on nefesh, and I'm going to go and I'm going to even put myself in a dangerous matzah. Why is this? Because was in the Taich Netzach, Netzach is Gili HaNefesh. So let's clarify. If we would be talking about Lomazan Kabbalah Seil, which is just Mikeach HaEtzem, this whole thing wouldn't work. Because it would just be Kan Nimtza Kan Hoya. Mashenken over here, where we're talking about Shlatan, Aristian, bringing out the Etzem. So what's going to bring out the Etzem more is what's going to be the Sugi Bepeva on the table. Where is my mitzvah and netzach going to be applied? In the place which was made. In other words, it could be lapayil because of my mitzvah netzach. I'm going to be so irrational, and I'm going to start doing things against my other own principles because I'm going to be mafkin everything. Because what happened is my etzot gitzegen, my etzma nefesh, and the takeif came out in this direction. L'cheder, azekam in dolein and pshat, unless somebody has a better way of esteichen, uptaichen this thing. In Al-Koponim L'sikum, where we're holding now, is like this. The geder of netzach is gili ha-nefesh, or biti, expression of nefesh. Mashenkin Kabbalah said. And this is the vort of our Maimir to bring out the yachas of Tzvokis to Sha'ar Sheamus and their yachas to Etzem. And this is going to help understand why a person loses control and he goes against his own life, which is also his Etzem. Because that wasn't the good, and that wasn't the sugya, in a minute it's going to pull me in this direction and I'm going to go on Mesiras Nefesh, Mashal Chayev Mineged, to win. That's the vort of Netzach. Now, in Netzach Gufe, we have to discuss two madrigas. There's the difference between the way this inyan is nizgala by Ish Pashat, and it's the way this thing comes out by a gadol or by a melech. So let's go back to him. What's the taich that by a melech he has the inyan of Netzach? It's l'chure, a Ish gadol is working and making amidas. He's making and his midas are higher. He's faket. There should be more tikkun. There should be more eris and kelim, and there should not be a room for netzach. Like we were discussing last time, but dafke because of the helim and the pshitis, the fatamkeit of netzach. That's why kumtares this azayim nishtandish, this takeif, which is going to go driving full force without any agbalas. A normal person who's not a Yish Pashut and is not a Melech, he doesn't have this Akshonis. Akshonis is Lamata Mitam Vadash, which is I'm Kshayedah for. Who lent this? It comes because every Indian, he sees Lagufe, he sees the Milus Shebezeh, he sees the price, and he thinks whether it's worth paying this price to get these results. This whole Netzach thing is a ridiculous thing. It comes Lachura Mihedera Sechu. It wasn't a touch that exists by the Melech. So the Havana is that a Melech is a different kind of person. This is a breite sugi b'fnei atzmi, so it's going to be very hard to limit it just a few words, but we can't go weiter with that. Akoparim tzvei verte. A regular person doesn't live with his etzem. But there is a part of me which is just me. Where's that going to come out? If my life is threatened. And at that moment, there's going to be just a pure I. This pure I, which I have, is at that moment going to be, there's no zulas, which is tefes makim. Not just that my inyan is not, I'm not conversing and communicating with the Zulas. The Zulas doesn't exist at this point. The only thing that's happening is going to me the way I am. B'loshon Achkira, Atzmi is attached to M'chuyev HaMetzius. I am because I must be. And there's no Teichen and I'm not Murkiv from anything, I just am. He is Nimtza Be'etzem. Now this part of the nefesh exists be'etzem deep in the nefesh. And this is the yisod, and this is what lies behind every time a person, we say some people have confidence, and some people don't have confidence. There's a ma'amar in Eter, I think it's in Yisre, Eter. You see that a person which is a atzmi, they say it's a person which is mechuber to his etzem. He describes over there, tachis idea shalei neida. He has the confidence to baal dover. Why is there a person sometimes, you see some people are ready to take risks and other people not? Because there's a pachad, the pashtus. What happens if I'm going to fail? And if I fail, then it's going to be an iror on my mitzis. Komtez chlash. Vachem mensch, it could be I'm stupid, it could be I'm not capable. There's a pacha to do something always because of the teitzois is what's going to be magdir me. Because we live in a eifen as the teichen of who I, of what I do is what I am. Whatever I manage to produce, whatever I accomplish, doesn't matter be. Masha ein kein etzem nefesh. I'm not what I did. I'm not what I possess. I am. Um a mele habich nicht kein pachad to take anything home, which is not going to be matzliach. So there's no pachad lovei al dover in the lashonis. But I gain of them, the ganzen take it. Why not? What am I scared of? That's someone which is mechuber to his etzem. There's a lashon of the Rebbe in the Padam Shalom Chav Beis. It's a very special maimer. It was the third maimer of the Fabrengen. It was a ganze. So the Rebbe said in the lashon, "His banunus beinyan ayichide." The aveda is to derheren yichide. What says? I mean, to live with yichide. It means that I am not about accomplishing or what I'm masig, was ich verstehe, was ich verstehe nicht. Erstens be'etzem ich bin ayit. So aderef zayin nefesh ha'adam bichlal. If I exist be'etzem, that's attached a healthy person who is, he's a atzem. Now, in a normal person, this etzem is something which you could rely on, which you could fall back on. But you don't live only with etzem. Masha'enke, when a person was going on Mesiris Nefesh, on Kiddush Hashem, at that moment, the etzem is in this gala, like in Kippur, it's Shedili Yechide. Emo the etzem is in this gala, which is the I, and that's coming roaring out with the fullest pashtos, that overtakes everything. Is the seichel and the midis, the whole person becomes a different person. He becomes like a shikr. It's an outside in sich. There's not, everything is mechuber to this atzmi, is the geblig vul place where I just am. In Kuntz Aveda Perekei describes that somebody which Lomzagni went on Kiddush Hashem and survived. For some reason he didn't get killed. It's under a mensch. Because at that, once Yechida was Nizgalit, the ganze mensch was gegeben. He's mechuber to himself. And this is a melech. A melech is a person that, wie es steht, he has a reimimus atzmus. Normally a merumim is a merumim on you, because there's another person. A melech is someone which is mishtasher ba'atzmusik. I have a tainuk in myself. No person, you have a tainuk from something sweet, from a geshmak in nigen, from a vart. You have a tainuk which is murkiv in something. A melech could be, what is it? It's, I'm mechuber to myself, I just am. Um a melech, he's bligvul powerful. He has no, he's never scared to do anything. He's never scared, love a yaldover. It's not just that. There can't be anything which is a stirit in. Because which cheshbon could there be? Ich bin voran, kan nimtza kan hoy. So the melech is a different quality of a person. And left with that. Um a mele melech paid it's gather. It's a din that is a melech is allowed to do what he wants. How could there be anything in the way? Because it's not about me. It's not about a certain prat in me. It's I. Which cheshbon can this abschlagen? It's like a tchimen na cheshbon. It just is. The etzim kumt aretz. That's what we mean really. That's what the Rebbe is teaching over in the mind. As his midas are higher than a regular person's seichel. Why? Because everything is living from a different place. It's coming from the atzmis to God. Now, one nafkemine which is going to be is that there can't be anything which is a stira to me. And anything which is a stira to me, even if it's the smallest thing, can't exist. So, usually, what do I fight? I fight things which are bothering me. What bothers me? Certain things. Now, so there's two paratim. First of all, not everything bothers me. Zweitens, what bothers me is relative to the teichen adavar. There's a difference between someone who gives me a frask, or somebody said the lashon hara about me, someone in the kteh ayom, or somebody is samga chveis mechve b'machik. There's different levels. Masha'en came by a melech because it's melech atchila, not geboit from any teichen. It's impossible there should be anything which is not totally me, it's impossible there should be any difference between how much it's not me. Because it's not murkif on any protein. It just is. This vart of melech is a different eifen of netzach. The netzach of the ish pashut, what is it? Let's be magdalit, it's a bity of that. In other words, he's a normal person. The ish pashut faket, it says in kisetze samechei. It's a hanoche of the amaymer from the Rebbe Rashab. It's a hanoche. So I don't know how much you could be medayik, but the teichen is over there. He says, Aish Pashut, he doesn't have netzach and everything because his bichlal is a shofu. He's a shofu b'enei atzme. A Pashut, a mensch, is going to go fight for everything. He deserves everything. He owns everything. Everybody owes him everything. No. There's going to be certain things that, yeah. And like you see, a Pashut, a mensch, he doesn't think he owns the world. Just fight with him about the one thing that's negia, then he's an action. That's an actionist, which is the matam mitam vadas, a takef, a fatantkeit, nishdom vamitzere. But it's not everything. So I can't say over there that the etzem ha-nefesh is begil. What I'm saying is that there's an expression of etzem. When you touch this fatantkeit, this actionist shebei, then it's really what we would say etzem ha-nefesh is now coming out. You've triggered etzem. Masha ein ken by a godl, or the real godl, which is the melech, says nisht as etzma nefesh now has been triggered. Erz melech hatchila left mit etzma. He's a atzmi. A melech is a atzmi. Or a melech, nothing could not be me. So the mitzvah hanetzach over there is coming from gili etzma melech, the gili etzma nefesh. Or melech etman are under a sort of. So if we're going to back to our question. Where is Midz HaNetzach Nizgal by Ish Pashut by a Melech? It depends what we're talking about. So if we'll summarize, the Pashtus, Sizdor Kabbalah Seil is only Bekeach HaEtzach. Regular Netzach, maybe I would say it's a Bitu of Etzach. Netzach by a Melech, this is Gili Etzach. And this is the word of our Maimer, because the Rebbe will always bring in, what's the Nekudah of the Keches Atzmi? Or the bizbuz ha'etzris that the melech is giving the yid, giving this chayil to fight, it's not just that he's going to have a certain takeif when he gets certain things, faked. It's the melech is giving himself, being mevazbis, his etzris. And he's going to be found in this chayil, this soldier. And that's the vote of tzvakis. Yeah. I see we don't have too long left. So let's just move on to the next shlaf. So Ezhen Poshen Mesakim Zaymasiz Dogaret, we began with a few questions and we dealt with all of them, which the sikum, the vart is that there is Stam Terukin HaKabbalah Seil, which is just Pekeich HaEtzem, and there is that there's a Tekef, which is an expression of Etzem, and then there is that the Etzem HaNefesh is Begili, and that's the vart of Bizbuz HaEtzer is Badem Malach. Now, just let's finish with one vart, b'negei bizbuz ha'etzeris, just so we should understand. In the Ma'amarim, sometimes it's not clear what's the etzer and what's being nizbazbiz, what's retzer. So, the pashtus is the way it's originally in Teres Chaim, and this is the way the Friedrich Rebbe, but the Rebbe's Chassan, the Tofresh Peites, the Sprach was, that there's an etzer shel yiras shamayim, meaning that there's a tnua of yira, which a person is not shaykh to. A regular person is shaykh to yira tatoe, but is not shaykh to yira iloy, yira sarimimus, and the melech could give that. Only a melech could give a person yira sarimimus. The Rebbe once spoke, Toshen Chavtes, maybe it was Yitz Kislev or Yudalat Kislev, one of those Amr Beishi Chavtes, the Rebbe said, that it's even higher than Yiris HaRemus. We're talking about a Yiris mitzad etzma nefesh. Yiris HaRemus mitzad ha-chochme. That's not hechem. Okay, I'll go upon him. Sometimes it's Yiris HaRemus, sometimes it's even higher. What's the word? So the emesis, this belongs in next year's Basile Gandhi and weiter. It's all in Tavshin Yud. That there's l'mayla din keitzo l'mata din tachlis. Which in one word means that by the Eibishter, there's a tnu of gil and there's a tnu of hell. Emek Tachas is Gilu, and there's a Tnu of Helam, which is Emek Re. This Inyan HaHelem versus Daba De'Ebishter is the Kavyochel, the Inyan HaYir. Yir is Bechlal Atnu of Kivut, the Inyan of Helem. And that's the title, there's an Eitzer of Yiris Shamayim, there's an Eitzer of Yir which the Ebishter has. Let's maybe be mamchish it a little bit more. Now, I'll be honest, I'm not sure if what we're saying now is meduich, but that's a bit of a mashmoros in Teres Chaim, as I say. Let's take a moshel. When you have a Rav and a Talmud, so the Talmud has a certain bittul for the Rav, but the Rav wants that the Talmud should be mobile. How does the Rav make the Talmud mobile? So Lamazogdin, the Rav screams, or the Rav is Megala himself. So now the Talmud has more bittle, more yira for the Rav. Aber Lama Fragen Fakert, was the Rav now mashpil himself or meremim himself? The very fact that the Rav had to scream, or the fact that the Rav is giving yira, does is fa'em hashpol. For him, that is a yirid. Because the etzem inyan ayira is like we were talking about the covet. The inyan of covet avaya haster dover. Real inyan ayira is that he's so far removed, that's the mocker of yira. Where he was not megal even that in himself. So when the Eibishter gives us the yira, it's a bizbuz of his etzer. It's kilo the Eibishter being mashpil himself, that there's this part of himself, which is legamre merumem, emekarem, but the Eibishter is spending that, splurging, saying, nemdos, in order to help you have yira seremos. Giving a yid the Indian ayira by being megala himself. Being megala the shevish ayira in the Eibishter. And thus the etzer shayira shamayim was a yid kriegt. Yeah. Now, this is b'derech klal. That was the regular sprach, and this is, if you look in all the mamorim, tzitzkes perzeine, from the marash, v'chulu, it's being megala yir. In Deir HaShvi, the Rebbe was mechadish a whole new mahalach in Bizbuz HaEtzrus. I think the first place is Tovshin Yud Dalet, the Omer Rebbe Ishiya, when the Rebbe chazed the maime for Yud Dalet Kislev. The Rebbe said, as what the Eitzris are chassidus. The Eitzris are, and I'm saying in Tovshin Yud already, the Rebbe said it, Bekitzer. These are the inyonim that the Friedrich Rebbe was megal. So that's Sipurim, says that the inyonim in chassidus, there's the in different Mercedes, the Rebbe mit Pi Rebbe. This is the Rebbe was megal Teira, which is Pnimius Teira, which is supposed to be a secret. And it was megal this inyon at this Ibi Gegeben Tzayid to be able to win the war. And from then, very often, and in our mind, Friday night, the Motzei Shabbos not, but Friday night, the Rebbe said there again, this word, as was is the inyan from Bizbuz HaEtzeres, as the Rebbe is Megal HaChassidus Tzichsid. It's the Keiach of Pnimius HaTeir. Which is, Be'etzem, this same word. What's the Taitcha Sod? A Sod, the secret, means not that you don't know about it. Yeah, if you don't know my age, it's not pshat that it's a secret. You it happened to me that you don't know. A secret is the taj that you're not supposed to know. It's personal. When you say sedar chelik of teira that's safe, it doesn't mean that we don't know it. A bazeich means is there's many mesachtes which are together say this teira for me. So that's the taj that says say it. Say this the taj is not that nobody knows it. You're not supposed to. When somebody says a secret, he says it in a whisper. Why? Because you're not supposed to know this. I'm telling you something of personal nature. It could be everybody knows the secret. It's still bad some a secret. There's a part of the Eibishter which is not supposed to be. This is Shashur Lefano. This is Pnimius HaTeira. It's not supposed to be in the world. Once he's Megalit, it's Alderech, we're saying last time, the Middle Rebbe says, Emol, the Melech wastes his money. He takes the Evan Shebekesar HaMelech and grinds it. Or he takes this Eitzer and he spends it to give food or to support the soldiers. It's wasted. And there's no way back. had the Eibishter genommen Chassidus, which is not supposed to be in his Gala, because a Yid is as a tayer, he's going to spend the Torah, and it's a secret. And there's no way, there's no like, okay, now let's come back together again. Let's take Chassidus and put the pieces back together again. Take the average of Gezer HaMelech and put it back. No. Ein Molot is Megala Geven, it is Fargangen, it's lost. Kilo, it's spent on a Yid. The Eibishter spent himself to be Megala Chassidus to a Yid. And that's the Bizbuz HaEitzris, the wasting. The wasting of the Eitzris. Now, in the Rebbe's Sprach, sometimes the Rebbe, in the Moshul, sometimes, like in our mind, the Rebbe is the Sarat Sova. Through the Eibishter is Megalach Siddhas through the Rebbe. And there's the Rish Pekide Achayil, which is going to be giving it to the Anshei Achayil. Like he's Magish, that the Matari is Dafka the Anshei Achayil. They're the ones who are going to eat. They should win the war. Sometimes the Moshul is, as the Rebbe is the Melech. Sometimes the Rebbe touches the Moshul, not the Rebbe is the Rish Pekide Achayil. The Melech doesn't the Rebbe. So the Rebbe has in Yonim, which be'etzem should be of personal nature, whatever that means, that says, in Yonim, which is Eimek Reim, in Yonim of Helim, and it is thus Megalo Negitza Chibir. In order that as Achosid, or the Achosidul, Ish Poshut, Anshei Chayil should be Matzliach, and is a Skafye in Zayn Prat. There's Tovshin Yud, some everyone knows, Nissen Tovshin Yud, I think it's based Nissen. The Rebbe spoke as Ad Gidei Kach, that the Rebbe is the Melech, as Mash Lechayev Mineged. He gets himself involved in the war, Biz Mash Lechayev, and the Rebbe Tzich Mamish Tzovent, we're talking about, even if you tried, it wouldn't have to happen. The Rebbe said, if soldiers would do their job, then the Melech doesn't have to get involved. When soldiers don't do the job, it's a Mash Lechayev Mineged, and that's why you tried happened. And there was another time, maybe, there was a few times the Rebbe said this word, every time it very distractious, as Mash L'chaim Mineged is the type, as Yud Shvat happened because we didn't do the job, we didn't do the work. Is Al Koponim, Lomadar Endikim with one Knech, see, we're running out of time, so one last Knech, a Chiddush in this Maimer in the Inyan of Bizbuz HaEitzris. Usually, the Inyan of Bizbuz HaEitzris is, Vimezokt, that Bizbuz HaEitzris is as the Eibishter is Megala, his Eitzer of Yerushalayim, or like in the Rebbe Sprach, his Megala Pnimius HaTeiris, Megala Chassidus, so it's Gedden Fahid. Over here, Friday night, and Motzei Shabbos, it was an abyssal of different signal, and Friday night's even sharper. Bizbuz HaEitzris is as a Yid has to be Mevater on his own Eitzris, meaning be Mevater on his Gashmis. Meaning not the Eitzer is the Yerushalayim. The Eitzer is the things that are disturbing, the Gashmis, the Anachas Ha'ilam, the Zayin Enyonim, and those that are from Mevaz V'Zayin, and throw it aside, and that makes a Bizbuz Eitzer Islamayla, the Eivishti is Megala, his Eitzer El. In Motzei Shabbos, the Rebbe Madri Zayin, you have to be Mevaz V'Zayin, even Enyonim from the Nefesh HaLikis. Chvil Zagon is not there alone. Even any Enyonim, Taivis, was Sedom, from the Nefesh HaLikis, he has to be Mevater. It's Al Koponim, so the Rebbe is saying over a new word, that if a person is mevater of anochas ha'elam, this is geirim, this is kilo akeli, as to megalas and the etzer ha'eli and the etzer shir shamayim or the pnimi satere, chsidis, was the Rebbe's megala found.
Okay. If a melech is taka, etzem, and there's nothing else in his world and there's no cheshbenis, so why does other things bother him? If he's so comfortable with himself, so why, how could something else get in his way?
Oh, very good. It's a good question. It's L'chura, the word has to be that a real M'chuyev HaMetzius is not only that I, the Etzem exist, but that nothing else could exist. It says that I'm the only thing. And if something exists outside of me, that's an error on me being a M'chuyev HaMetzius. In the Lashon HaRambam, he says that Kulam tzrichim lei. Who ain't tzarich leichad men? Kulam tzrichim lei. And he says, if you're going to say that there's a matzav that not kulam tzrichim lei, then that's ma'arer on the fact that who ain't tzarich leichad men. Churim akesher. Let's say I don't need you, but you don't need me. Why is it that everything has to? Why? Because a real mechuyev hametzias is the Taich that it's impossible that there should be any place where I don't exist. If you have a minute, we can get involved in the Chikirish of Azeh. Basically, the Vart is Azeh. Mechuyev HaMetzias means that it's impossible, there's no Madrego, there's no place where I'm not Mechuyev. As soon as you're going to say that there's an art of the Inyan where mitzad that I don't have to exist, so I'm Efshar. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Right? So Mechuyev HaMetzias has to be as there's no, and on Memele, once I'm Efshari, I have to have a Sibah. Why do I exist there and not there? So it's because of a Sibah. So I'm a Murkib, so it's not for real. It's a Kenner Zayn a plat where I don't have to be. Now, that doesn't mean I have to be everywhere, but it can't be a place which is not Machriach that I have to be. If there's something which doesn't need me, that means that there's a certain place which says, over here we don't need you. Kum Teresa says, there are art where I'm not Mechuyev, where I don't have to be. Contest that even where I am, I'm not Mechuyev. Because the only reason I'm here is because of a sin. But why am I not there? Why? No, there's a dargo, there's an inyan, there's an option of me not being needed. If I'm not needed, is a raya that I don't have to be. Existence could exist without. That's the Pashta Havana in the Rambam. The found Muslim Zogan is Kulam Tzrichim Lay. If I'm Mechuyev Metzias, it has to be that everything is dependent on.
Wouldn't that also mean that even if there's no Menaged, I would have to conquer every country, even without a Menaged, I just have to be everywhere?
Yes, so Be'etzem the Melech, in his mind, is a real Melech is that there's no Menaged. And a real Melech is a Melech Ha'elo. You're right. Technically, there's frustrated Melech. This is why I am, and it's not working out. But there's somebody else besides for me. Okay, so he's not being matzliach to be a melech because and Zetzma Nefesh is like screaming, what's going on? So the Meshuggah.